Two of the public employee unions that have been fighting hardest against the federal career intern program are the American Federation of Public Employees, the largest federal union with 600,000 members, and the National Treasury Employees Union, which, despite its name, represents 150,000 employees in some 30 different departments and agencies. We talked to the presidents of both unions about the president's executive order this week. NTEU has been fighting the program in court since 2007 and has fought off the government's effort to have their lawsuit dismissed on procedural grounds. Their president, Colleen Kelly, has complained that many of the positions that have been filled using FCIP are anything but internships. I asked her whether or not she thought the Obama administration's new program will operate differently.
Well, I think that really remains to be seen. A lot of the detail of this new program is going to be detailed in the regulations once they're issued. And it looks from the executive order like OPM has the ability to define an awful lot of things under the new Pathways program. So we're going to be watching for these draft regulations, and we'll be reading them very carefully and commenting to OPM before they get finalized.
From what you've seen and heard and read from the administration, do you feel like they're at least headed in the right direction of trying to create a true internship program? Is the spirit of what they're trying to do in line with what you'd like to see?
Well, we were pleased, first and foremost, with the fact that the executive order is terminating the federal career intern program. We think, of course, that the administration has made the right decision on that. Of course, it was NTU who filed a lawsuit to have that program terminated, so we surely agree that that was the right decision. And we're pleased that the current FCIP hires are going to be converted to competitive service with no loss of pay or benefits or any commitments that the government made to them. Our concern with these new programs, again, is just so much of the unknown. For example, one of our concerns in FCIP has been how this program has grown. The new Pathways program is also an accepted service program. It is not under, it's an exception to competitive hiring, and therefore it should be a very narrowly defined program and should not be used for large numbers of hires. And it's not clear what they intend to do. The executive order talks about a cap, and NTEU had urged OPM to consider putting a cap on the number of hires under the new Pathways programs so that it was clear that it was, you know, a very specific intern program and should not be used by agencies or misused as the FCIP program was to hire. This past year, we saw over 26,000 FCIP hires. So we were looking for a cap on the number of hires in the new Pathways program. That's not what the executive order talks about. It talks about a cap on the number of conversions. The cap would be on those that can be converted over to competitive service after successfully fulfilling the internship. So, like I said, there are probably more questions than there are answers so far.
Is it surprising, though, at all that there isn't much detail in the executive order itself? Aren't those things we would normally expect to be worked out in the rulemaking process?
It's not surprising that there is detail left, you know, to be put out in the regulation, but we had hoped that the executive order would be a little more structured to make it clear that there would not be an opportunity, intentionally or otherwise, to, you know, get the Pathways program off onto the wrong foot like the FCIP was. So we've been talking to OPM about what we thought should be in a program that would be successful for the government as well as be legal and appropriate for those who are hired under it and who are trying to have access to these positions. You know, we had hoped there would be a little more structure, so now it's clear we're going to have to look to the regulations for that.
Other people have commented that the November decision by the Merit System Protection Board that declared the FCIP was violating veterans' preference laws was the catalyst for the administration's decision to finally scrap the program and come up with something new. Was that what put the system over the edge, or has this been a while coming?
I think it was a factor in it, but, you know, the president had ordered a review of it because of NTEU's lawsuit. And I think these two recent MSPB decisions helped continue the focus on this. NTU participated in those cases, too, as a friend of the court, supporting the contentions that were made by those two veterans. You know, it's what NTU had been saying all along and as part of our lawsuit. So I think there were a number of factors, but this, if you remember, when the president ordered the review of FCIP, it was last spring. I mean, it's been, you know, it's been a long process, but there was a recognition that the FCIP was not a true internship program and was being misused, and that needed to be remedied. And I think this executive order, you know, starts that process.
There's this broad objective expressed in the executive order that the government needs to expand the pool of young applicants that they have access to, and the current competitive hiring rules end up cutting off that access to a lot of that talent. As an objective, do you support that? And is the problem the administration's identifying there a real problem for your, from your perspective?
NTU has always supported the widest source of data for public knowledge of the vacancies of information about federal jobs. That's what the whole competitive hiring process is supposed to be. So absolutely we support that. But again, what we saw was there was limited postings of jobs under the FCIP, and I would hope that does not happen under Pathways or any other intern program, you know, that there's truly the availability of information for everyone, as you said, to expand the pool of candidates. That's what this should be all about.
Colleen Kelly, the head of the National Treasury Employees Union. John Gage is president of the American Federation of Public Employees. He's not sad to see FCIP go either.
The program was really being used for something it wasn't designed to do at all. It was an expedited hiring process to avoid some OPM hiring rules. Now, I'm not saying I'm in favor of all the OPM hiring rules, but this program had some ramifications that really upset people. For instance, some of our members, they would see younger hirees brought in under this program and be put in jobs above them, jobs that they were working for. We have been protesting this to the administration for a number of years, really, and it's good to see John Barry and the administration finally take note of our complaints. So we had a number of problems, practical, legal, and certainly in the implementation of the program. I don't think it'll be hard to fix. Maybe moving toward the new expedited hiring processes that OPM has been pushing is certainly one way. But even before that is finalized, the new hiring processes, I think they can just stop this program. If you're going to have an intern program, make it legitimate. These kids were being brought in, put on a two, sometimes longer probationary period. They could be gotten rid of for any reason in the world. And so they were kind of exploited. That might be too strong a word, but there was a carrot held in front of them with a certainly a large stick behind it, too. So I don't think the interns were treated all that fairly, and it's certainly a cut-out promotional opportunity for our members. And it's just good to see that the Obama administration has recognized that and is going to put up some a new way of doing it and just let this program go back to be a real intern program and not an alternative abusive hiring program.